Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. An attitude of gratitude gravitates me closer to you, and the inner me, entering a higher being when I allow myself to be free, to express more of my happiness towards what I have, and not just what I need, allowing those things that I possess to be enough for me and not to stress when I used to have less, feeling the flutter of my heart in my chest when I breathe in the air so fresh into my vessel, and understanding that there are people that have less and would love to be in my shoes. Thoughts like this help me when I'm feeling the blues and allow me to come back to a place of gratitude. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about having an attitude of gratitude and what that is. I've just recently, within the past, I want to say month or so, started to practice this more often. I used to be a very pessimistic person. I used to see a lot of the negative in things more than the positive. Not necessarily by choice, just kind of like by default setting. Like, it just felt right to do that for some reason, and I realized that the reason it was like that is because generational curses are not just, you know, a lack of money because your parents didn't pass you down a business. It's a lot of emotional and mental things, as well as how you respond to things too, and I'm gonna do an episode on that. But I didn't realize that it was affecting me in that way, or that it was so similar to my parents, until I really just started to listen more than I would talk, which wasn't something that I necessarily struggled with, but I started to listen with intention of understanding what was going on. And I just noticed that even if somebody gave my parents $1 million, they are still like, you're missing a dollar. It's only 999,000 and some. Anyway, you're missing a dollar. But I said that to say that realistically, why isn't what we have enough? What is it that you feel like you're missing? And why do you feel like you're missing anything? You have more than enough of everything that you need to accomplish your goals, to live a beautiful life, and I had to tell myself that you don't have to have what you think you want right now to start things, or to be who you are, should want to be, or who you are going to develop into. Your future self would greatly appreciate you taking advantage of the opportunities that you have right now so that she doesn't have to work as hard later. But also just being okay with what you have and being thankful for what you have. Not just being okay with it, being thankful for it. Because you have more than a lot of people that you might not care. You might not think that that's a big deal, but it really is. And I was talking to a girl at my school, and she was telling me about the fact that, well, like, what helps her with being positive is she woke up this morning, which means that she has something that she still needed to accomplish. She still had work to do. And the people that don't wake up the next morning or that don't make it to the next moments in their life, really, they've accomplished their goals that they might have had being placed on this earth, or they didn't accomplish those goals either way, or and they might have, I don't know what the circumstances might have been, but either way it goes, you're still here, which means that you still have a job to do, and that's something to be grateful for within itself. Like, my favorite thing to do is to be in nature. And I love being in nature because it's quiet, for one. It's so peaceful. And then it just shows, like, you just get to see all of the beauty in the world that people don't really pay attention to. Like I said, the trees and the way that each leaf has its own little personality going, or just the fresh air and just the wind blowing on your skin. Like, just it's so many things that we take for granted and that we don't appreciate and that we don't acknowledge that we have. Like I said, finding those places that might take us away from stress will definitely help with that, as far as just being able to take your mind off of life and put your mind towards something that you actually enjoy doing, and finding happiness in the small things instead of always trying to figure out the puzzle pieces to the bigger picture. You're not supposed to know what the bigger picture is right now. But we're just gonna go ahead and dissect my poem a little bit. Just a second. So, an attitude of gratitude gravitates me closer to you. So this you person is any space in anything and any person. If I am in a positive mindset, if I am in a loving and caring space in my life and in my mind and my spirit, then I am able to provide that type of space for other people. But if I am cold and I'm closed off, I'm not even giving people an opportunity to get close to me, let alone giving them something to feel comfortable in my presence. So it brings me closer to other people and other forms of existence. So the next part is the inner me entering a higher being that allows myself to be free. So this higher being is choosing to think in a more positive way, more positive, I guess you could say, vibrations, energy, whatever. But choosing to think above the negativity, choosing to be above the negativity, and allowing myself to be free enough to not restrict myself into one set mindset that I've always had, like I said before, of my parents and, you know, them just naturally being pessimistic people. They might not realize that they're like that even, but for the most part, they haven't freed their mind from the restrictions of the things that they might have dealt with in their life. To express more of happiness towards what I have and not just what I need. That's, like I said, practicing gratitude is appreciating the little things that you have that are part of your day-to-day life. And also, it is leaving those negative moments where they are. And that's very important. I used to, if I had a bad moment in my day, that one moment took over the whole day. Throw the whole day away. It is not as important as this one moment of negativity. And sitting in your negativity creates more negativity. But sitting in more positivity creates more positivity. Because you're pouring into wherever your energy is going towards, whatever your thought process is going towards the most, it impacts us a lot more than we give it credit for. So just choosing to pay more attention to the positive things is key to so much stuff. Where was I? Allowing those things that I possess to be enough for me and not distress. You have everything that you need to start whatever goals you're trying to start. You are good enough to start those things right now at this moment. Stop telling yourself that you are not worthy of better, because you are. You are worthy of everything that is beautiful, that involves love, that involves positivity, that is nurturing, that is kind, caring. Every good thing you deserve to have. You don't need to tell yourself that all these bad things are a part of your identity, because they're not. Those are a part of who you used to identify as. And if you're still identifying as the same thing over time and it's not growing at all, then your environment might need to be reevaluated. The people that are around you might need to be reevaluated. There's so many things that go into place that we might not pay attention to that's adding to the negativity in our life. And the reason why we might not feel like we deserve better or that we can do better, because we're not surrounded by better. We're not even surrounded by the type of people in the direction that we're going in. But yeah. I don't know why that was so, like, I just went full preacher mode. I'm sorry, y'all. But yeah, next part is about when I used to have less feeling. And stress about when I used to have less. Okay. And feeling the flutter of my heart in my chest when I breathe in the air so fresh. Your heart didn't have to beat today. Your brain didn't have to start functioning and tell you to open your eyes and to start breathing. All of these things, your arms could have stopped working in your sleep. You could have woken up with no memory of who you are. And all your memories throughout life was wiped away. And I know that these things might sound extreme, but thinking in that way has helped me a lot with just realizing how grateful I should be for what I have. Like I said, people didn't wake up this morning. Anyway, I'm sorry. I almost took me somewhere. But the air in my lung, well, breathe in the air so fresh into my vessel. Appreciation for the air. Really, just, I didn't have to be here. but I am here, and that's beautiful. And understanding that there are people that have less and would love to be in my shoes. Now, they say that you shouldn't want to walk in somebody else's shoes because you have no idea, or no, you shouldn't be envious of what someone has that you don't have because you have no idea what it took for them to get to that point. And that is true, but there are people that do think like that, that are like, oh, I would love to have less issues. Your life seems so stress-free, blah, blah, blah. And it's not necessarily a placement in your life as much as it is appreciating where you are. Like, you changing your placement in life isn't gonna change your appreciation for it. If you felt like everything was trash in this place, chances are you're gonna find issues with the next place too. Because all of that stuff that you're unhappy with comes from within. It's nothing, it has nothing to do with the outside. Yes, you're dealing with stressful situations. Yes, you might be irritated with these things, and you can change your environment. Don't think that you can't. You have the power to do whatever it takes to bring yourself happiness. But it is also about the way that you choose to look at it and the way that you choose to respond to it. And if you choose to respond to it in a negative way, the cycle continues. But thoughts like this help me when I'm feeling the blues and allow me to come back to a place of gratitude. Like I said before, I don't want it to be like me rambling at this point, but like I said before, be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for the people in your life. Be grateful for the people that aren't in your life, because they're saving space for who actually deserves to be there. If someone is sitting in my seat, I can't sit there. I have to wait for them to move. So just be grateful for the little things, and that doing that every day, that will help you so much in the long run. Shifting your mindset into something that will benefit you in the long run. But yeah, that is all. I hope you have a wonderful day, and you are strong, you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are amazing, you are deserving, you are kind, you are loving, you are caring. And you are better than any negative thought has made you feel like you are. Bye.